Pedro and Laura have been traveling since May, when they sold their business and left their native Cuba. The pandemic, combined with U.S. sanctions, has caused unprecedented food shortages and hardship at home. Last summer, the communist regime in Havana faced its biggest protests in decades, leading to a harsh crackdown.
Las personas que trabajan en el campo.
The government talks about the external embargo a great deal, but there's an even worse internal one. The government seizes agricultural production and distributes food as it deems fit. You cannot vote for the president. There are only certain types of businesses you can be licensed to do. There's no democracy. There are people who disappear, who've been killed.
To get to Greece, Laura and Pedro flew to Moscow, where Cubans can travel without a visa. From there, they flew to Belgrade, also visa-free, then walked most of the way through Serbia and North Macedonia into Greece. Their goal was to reach Spain or Italy. They ended up on the Greek island of Zakynthos, where they planned to catch a flight to Milan in northern Italy. But about 130 other Cubans had the same idea on the same day. This is what happened when police tried to arrest them.
It seems that this flight was oversold, and when the police saw one Cuban passport after another, they put us all into separate rooms. They kept us there for 8 hours and told us they were going to take us to a hotel. Instead, they took people to the police station. There were women and children there.
Pedro and Laura have now joined the thousands of refugees who live legally or illegally in Athens. Unlike African and Asian nationals who've sought asylum here for years, Cubans in the Balkans are a completely new phenomenon.
Greece is an attractive way station for asylum seekers who want to travel deeper into Europe. It has 1,000 kilometres of mountainous land border, which are difficult to police. And it's a member of the Schengen area, which means that once here, it's relatively easy for someone to travel to 25 other European countries without border controls.
Cubans' first port of call would normally be the United States. Charles Cook is an immigration lawyer in the U.S. and explains what's happening.
The system was broken by the Trump administration, and so far the Biden administration, it's 10 months in office, has not really made a lot of effort to fix that because of COVID. So all these factors are coming into play here that are driving people to other places. And Greece is the other place right now.
Hundreds of Cubans are now in Greece, and they're waiting to find out whether authorities will take up their asylum applications or encourage them to keep walking. John Psaropoulos, Al Jazeera, Athens.